So Pam, if it's okay, we turn the meeting over to you.
All right,
please.
This is my report as chair of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee. I wanted to note today two activities that have been ongoing on the part of our committee. One, as you all know, we completed a self-evaluation questionnaire. We had 100% response rate on that. It was completed in October of 2011. The committee worked over several meetings to generate that document and to select the questions. It was a two-part instrument, several pages of questions that required choosing a response, numerical responses from 1 to 5, ranging from strongly agree to strongly disagree with statements about how our board functions. And the other part had 4 open-ended questions regarding what should we do more of as a board, less of, what are the university's greatest needs, and what makes the university distinctive. The questions in the numerical part of the questionnaire dealt with subjects such as the culture of the board, our board structure, our committees, our knowledge as trustees, financial management and risk management, adequacy of information that's provided to us prior to and in between meetings, and board interaction. I think it's fair to say that this is a practice that is considered a best practice among governing boards. We were instructed by very good documents from the Association of Governing Boards, and we also had the benefit of some observations given to us by Dr. Kenneth Shaw, who has had a career as a university president and now consults with the Association of Governing Boards. Everything's in the spirit of continuous improvement, and while I think generally as a board we feel that we're all very diligent, working hard, have enormous respect for each other, believe that we have a good tone in the way that we all conduct the business and communicate with one another, there are always ways that we can improve. And of course, we'll continue to do this self-evaluation every year. We have some things to work on in terms of continuing education for board members, continuing to work on the subjects of the meetings and getting the best information, a host of issues that come out of that. And so our committee will oversee the action items from the results of the survey and be reporting back to all of you and involving you on an ongoing basis. The next activity that we have on our agenda that we're working on is a statement of expectations for trustees. This is also another best practice among governing boards, and it's intended to make it very clear to current trustees and to prospective trustees as to what their responsibilities are and what expectations are. Again, some very good guiding documents are available to us from AGB, but we'll make that specific to our own needs. I wanted to especially thank, because these are work-intensive activities, I wanted to thank Michelle Thompson and her outstanding staff, because there is a lot of collecting and data and analysis work that goes into this, and thank you so much. Any questions from the committee or other trustees? That's it. That's my report.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate that. And then, Karen, can we turn the meeting over to you then?
Certainly. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday morning at 9:30. We thank Tim and his committee for their prompt dismissal of their committee, which wasn't very prompt last time.
We're showing improvement.
Right. All of our members were in attendance. Trustees Estrada, Holmes, Courts, Oliver, Ehrenberg, Thomas, and Tienken were all present at our meeting. We went over 6 items that we'll be voting on today. I'll read those briefly. Associates to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. Fellows to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. Interim Vice Chancellor for Research, Chicago. Dean, Graduate College, Chicago. Rename the Doctor of Philosophy.